Hi, this is a dictation for Lacey Martin, LaceyMartin. Date of birth is 12/23/81. Date of accident, 3/5/2025. Date of surgery, 3/10/2025. The patient, Lacey Martin, is here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports of, She's here for a new patient visit. She reports that she was involved in an accident on 3/5/2025. Subsequent to that, she started following chief complaint, pain in the right side of the neck, pain in the lower back, 7 to 8, and then pain in the right knee, 7, and a shooting pain to the right leg, as well as headaches. The patient attributes all of these symptoms to the presence of, to the involvement of an accident as follows. Details of the accident is as follows. The patient was a restaurant driver at 10:30 p.m. on 3/5/2025. He was renting a Hertz car, H-A-R-T-Z. She was alone in the car, Nissan Altima. And the accident happened almost in front of her home by a minivan that was traveling at 25 to 30 miles an hour. She reported that she was traveling to make a right onto Oak Hill from 7 Mile, while the other car made a left turn on the red light suddenly. And they hit into her car in a T-bone driver's side. And the other car then hit the tree after the impact. She was basically turning into her driveway while this accident happened. The damage was that the car was drivable. It was a rental car from Uber, and driver's side front bumper door was damaged, no glass is broken, and no damage to the inside. And regarding the injuries, patient reports that she jerked her head and she jerked her neck, and neck whiplash happened. She hit her left knee through the dashboard. There was no bleeding, no laceration, no fractures, no direct trauma to the head. And she hit her herself real hard. The airbags did not deploy, and she was wearing a seatbelt at the time of accident. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit-and-run accident. Police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. History of presenting illness. Patient is reporting headaches, which are based on the right temple, moderate, off and on, associated with dizziness, off and on. No other symptoms of TBI are reported. No history of loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, no loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no seizures, loss of memory, no forgetfulness. There's no history of disorientation, confusion, no lack of focus, lack of concentration, no nightmares, no nausea, vomiting, no blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. Taste is okay, smell is okay, T and J is okay. And history of difficulty walking due to the pain in the knee. Sleep disturbances reported, no sidal anesthesia, no anxiety, depression, panic. There's no incontinence of the urine bowel. There's no lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, lethargy, no weakness. Patient has a pain in the right side of the neck to the tune of 7, lower back pain is 8, with shooting to the right leg posteriorly in S1, S2-dermatome fashion, mostly up to the knee. Patient also has a pain in the right knee, which is 7 on a scale of 1 to 10, making it difficult. She can barely walk half block, after which she has a lot of pain. She can sit up to 30 minutes, but is painful, standing for 10 minutes and sleep for 8 hours. The patient reports that the pain is continuous. It is throbbing, sharp, aching, heavy. The pain is 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and is 9 and ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by nothing. The patient has had x-rays for the left knee at Sinai Grace Hospital on the day of accident. She denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle, or muscle weakness, or bladder bowel incontinence. Past treatment, patient was seen at Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room via ambulance. 2 to 3 hours she was there. Only x-ray of the left knee was done, and then she has been doing home treatment since ever since. No other physical therapy she has done. Please review the records for the system review, for surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, personal history, and ADLs. Physical exam. The height is 5'2", and weight is 200. 43-year-old, black female. Blood pressure 130 over 60, pulse 81, pulse ox is 100, temperature is 97.1. The patient is a 43-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutritional, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, loving colonicia. Hydration is good. Dress and hygiene is okay. Attitude, demeanor is very good. Patient is able to walk with a slight pain in the right knee. It's slight limping and antalgic gait. But otherwise, rest of the exam is from the template. Neurological examination from the template. Musculature examination is except for the right trapezius muscle in the cervical and thoracic fiber, which is in spasm with several trigger points. All of the rest of the muscles are normal. Please use the template. Musculoskeleton inspection palpation from template. Fine tenderness is present at right and the left SI joint. And there is a tenderness of L4 and L5 and S1 spine. Paravertebral muscles are not in spasm, no hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion, 40. Extension is 50. Bilateral side flexion is 40. Bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50. Extension is 15. Bilateral side flexion is 15. And bilateral rotation is 20. The maneuvers to identify the produce of pain. Hoffman sign is found negative. Lerman test is positive. Purling sign is positive. Slump test is negative in the spinal root test is negative. In the neck, the distraction test and Sotal test were also negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test positive. Kemp test positive. Babinski sign negative. SI joint, bilateral SI joint tender with positive fever test and Gansman test. And positive standing flexion and iliac compression and distraction test being positive. Extremities examination. Except for the right knee, all other extremities are completely normal. Please use template. Examination of the right knee is as follows. There is a tenderness in the lateral and medial compartment of the knee as well as the anterior part of the knee. No scar, erythema, or effusion is noticed. Mild tenderness is noticed in the medial lateral part of the knee as well as in the peripatellar and around the tibial tuberosity area. It feels warm and there is no crepitus grinding noise. Range of motions are normal at flexion of 135 degrees. Collateral ligaments are intact. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. McMurray sign and fetal apprehension is positive. McMurray sign and Steinman is negative. In the diagnosis, in general, V89.2 XXT, R26.89, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right knee M25.561, M23.205, M23.202. Physical spine M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine M51.27, 54.16, M54.42, F33.5, XXA. SI spine M46.1, 33.5, XXA. Plan of care for Lacey Martin comes from the template. Treatment plan is described as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy to be done on neck and the lower back, both SI joints, trigger points, area, traction massage 3 times a week. Patient is provided disability for the work, house for transportation. Medications, non-narcotic, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for healing, anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder sleep, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation, Voltaren gel 3% for topical pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet a day for 15 days is provided for pain relief. Disability is provided for work, housework, and transportation. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry, fitness club, are all yes. Review of available MRI imaging records, none are available. Medical records are recorded, released from the Santa Grace Hospital. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, no investigation is being ordered today. DMEs. Patient has been provided with a back brace in the 10th unit. For healing, education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.